Fox Sports Updates brought to you by Deeds Bar & Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new dinner specials on Thursday through Saturday. And check out the great new golf shop.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Nick Cope.
A trade in the NBA today. ESPN reporting the Clippers are sending Russell Westbrook, a second-round pick, and cash to the Jazz in a sign-and-trade agreement for guard Chris Dunn. The report adds that Westbrook is expected to agree to a contract buyout with Utah and then will ultimately sign with the Nuggets. First round of the Open Championship from Royal Troon is winding down. Shane Lowry and Daniel Brown tied for the lead at 4-under. Also in the mix, Justin Thomas, one shot off the pace. Xander Schauffele, two shots back. Scottie Scheffler is at even par. Tiger Woods, 7-over for his round. And a couple of notable names really struggled. U.S. Open winner Bryson DeChambeau finished 5-over. Rory McIlroy at 7-over. Next year's baseball schedule has been released. The Dodgers and Cubs will open the season in Tokyo in mid-March. Rest of baseball gets going March 27th.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar & Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new daily specials. And check out the great new golf shop. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. An independent analysis of the beef checkoff thoroughly assessed the effectiveness and additional financial benefits produced by the program's demand-driving activities. The study had objectives to measure, including whether National Beef Checkoff increased demand for beef products. The Beef Checkoff's evaluation committee was very pleased with the results and said the statistics tell them they are achieving the goal of providing exporters and importers with an excellent ROI. The Senate Appropriations Committee approved the Agriculture FDA spending bill 27-0. Farm Policy News says both chambers of Congress have now approved their fiscal year 2025 Ag FDA funding bills out of the full committees. The bill sets aside $25.9 billion for USDA, FDA, and related agencies like the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Also, the Senate bill rejects the House bill's deep cut in the Food for Peace program. The July WASDE report shows the 2024-25 corn outlook calls for larger supplies, greater domestic use and exports, and lower ending stocks. Corn production is forecast up 240 million bushels. The season average farm price is down 10 cents at $4.30 a bushel. The wheat outlook is for larger supplies, domestic use, exports, and ending stocks. Ending stocks are predicted at 856 million bushels, the highest in 5 years. The season average price is down 80 cents at $5.70.
Do you know a veteran in need? After leaving the military, many veterans struggle to find their way home. Because to a veteran, home isn't just a place, it's an idea, a feeling. Nation's Finest understands the challenges veterans face. Through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, we help veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada. For more than 50 years, we've helped thousands of veterans in these communities build happy, healthy, and purposeful lives. And our team is committed to supporting those who've served in their families for another 50. To get help, visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report. Stocks giving back earlier gains and are slumping in afternoon trading, with tech the worst performer once again. Sharp declines in shares of chip companies on Wednesday saw the tech-heavy NASDAQ suffer its worst performance since December of 2022. And shares of Domino's Pizza are dropping over 10% after the pizza chain posted second quarter earnings that beat estimates but revenue slightly missed forecasts. Sales of Bud Light continue to slump after a boycott turned the U.S. beer industry upside down. Recent sales indicate that it's now the number three beer in U.S. sales behind Modelo Especial and Michelob Ultra. Both Bud Light and Michelob Ultra are owned by Anheuser-Busch InBev. Modelo Especial is a Mexican import sold by Constellation Brands and has outsold Bud Light by dollar sales since last year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even Porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Now playing at the Park Cinemas in downtown Paso Robles. In the path of multiple storm systems, the action-adventure Twisters rated PG-13. In pursuit of serial killers, Nicolas Cage stars in Long Legs, rated R. And the animated family comedy, Despicable Me 4, rated PG. Remember, gift certificates are always available. And for complete showtimes, visit parkcinemas.com. Sit back, relax, and enjoy a movie or two at the Park Cinemas in downtown Paso Robles.
The Creston Classic Rodeo is back September 14th and 15th. They love sponsors like Roar Hay and Feed in Creston and Cal Portland Construction, the Long Branch Saloon, Key Termite and Pest Control, and the American Riviera Bank. Your company can be a sponsor too. This annual family-friendly event is just around the corner. To sponsor and find more info, call Mike at 408-887-4590 or find them on Facebook or go to CrestonClassicRodeo.org.
Need help with your legal matter? Don't want to pay a retainer? Propra Legal in Templeton is here for you. My name is Carrie Koenig. I was born and raised in San Luis Obispo County, a Templeton High graduate and a California bar attorney. I developed Propra Legal to provide attorney-prepared legal documents and legal guidance for self-represented individuals. No hourly billing expenses and no large retainer. Have you already received legal help and didn't get the help you needed? Don't worry. I have multiple years' experience practicing with local attorneys and judges and know what the courts want. Family law, guardianships, restraining orders, notary services, simple wills and trusts, deeds, criminal record cleanups, and more. Call for a complimentary 30-minute consultation. Propra Legal on Main Street in Templeton, 805-440-6271.
Hello everyone, this is Dora Carey with Orange Dot Quilts. My little shop recently moved to a larger location and the space is already brimming with gorgeous fabric, new patterns, kits, finished quilts, gifts, and so much more. Stop by to check out the new shop located at the corner of 10th and Pine in Paso Robles, right across from the police station. We are open Tuesday to Saturday from 11 to 5. At Orange Dot Quilts, we offer not only fabric but also sewing inspiration and quilting advice, and we are always happy to see you.
A bill going through Congress may put an end to some of the silly projects your money's being wasted on. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
The federal government recently spent $500,000 to find out that when people are angry, stop smoking, or hear loud noises, they clench their jaws. Yes, it was one of those studies approved by the National Science Foundation. The researcher, Roland Hutchison of Kalamazoo State Hospital in Michigan, spent 7 years working his way through the study of wasps, boa constrictors, rats, and monkeys before he got to human beings. Among his findings was that monkeys, quote, became angry when they were shocked and would try to get away from the shock, unquote. He also learned at taxpayer expense that drunk monkeys do not usually react as quickly or as often as sober monkeys, and that hungry monkeys get angry more quickly than well-fed monkeys. When he got to people, Mr. Hutchison discovered, quote, that people get angry when they feel cheated and tend to clench their jaws or even scream and kick, unquote. I couldn't be happier to hear that. For a while there, I was beginning to think I might be a monkey. Are you sick of hearing stories of your money being spent on projects of this stripe? Well, so was Congressman Robert Bauman, a young second-termer from Maryland. When the National Science Foundation's annual budget was up for approval recently, Bob Bauman proposed an amendment requiring the foundation to provide the Congress with a 30-day notice of proposed grants, during which period either the Senate or the House would have the chance to pass a resolution vetoing any grant. Any grants not disapproved by either chamber would become effective after the 30 days. In support of his amendment, Congressman Bauman cited complaints his office had received concerning such grants as, quote, $6,000 to study Polish bisexual frogs, $70,000 to study the smell of perspiration given off by Australian Aborigines, and $2.6 million to study the sex life of crabs, unquote. Miracles will happen even in the 94th Congress. Bob Bauman's amendment passed the House by 212 to 199. The National Science Foundation was somewhat stunned by this development. It wasn't so much that they thought many of their grants would be vetoed should the amendment become law. It's just that the mere threat of a veto would have prevented many of the more absurd projects from ever being approved in the first place. So they beat a path to their friends on the Senate side, hoping to stop the Bauman amendment there. Fortunately for them, the chairman of the relevant subcommittee is a friend of theirs, Senator Edward Kennedy. He called the Bauman amendment an attempt, quote, by members of Congress to act as censors, unquote. Then the senator attempted to prevent Congressman Bauman from appearing before the subcommittee, which of course wasn't censorship. Other committee members intervened in Bauman's behalf. Still, the amendment faces rough going in the Senate. If you're tired of seeing your tax dollar used to invade the privacy of bisexual frogs and amorous crabs, you might write your senators urging passage of the Bauman Amendment to the National Science Foundation appropriation. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veeley. I'm your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. It's an online news source. We break all the major stories in this county, and we cover local news. Today we have government watchdog Mike Brown. He's with CoLab, the Coalition of Labor, Agriculture, and Business. He sits in, I don't think I've ever been to a city, a San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors where you were not there. He covers local government in a very strong fashion. He knows what happens at the meetings. He writes a newsletter. Mike, can you tell us a little bit about CoLab?
Sure. Thank you very much for having me with you today. And CoLab, the Coalition of Labor and Agriculture, is a pro-business organization representing, it's really a coalition of other coalitions, farmers, ranchers, business people of all types, people in the construction industry, hospitality industry, finance, and just about everything else. And we, as you say, do appear, and we basically are there to fight against more taxes, higher fees, and more regulation. And that's part of the bigger picture of the general growth of government deficits and so forth. And we, you can go to our website at colabslow.org. That's colabslow.org, and see a lot more. So that's what we're here for. And we've been in this county, Colab of Slow County, for 15 years and growing. And we have a sister organization in Santa Barbara County that's been there for nearly 30 years.
And one of the things that they are also known for is the biggest events, I think, in both Santa Barbara, some of the biggest events in Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo County. You have your, do you, are they now biannual dinners, or is it annually?
It's an annual dinner fundraiser, and then we have some other events. We like this fall, and we'll be announcing this. We'll have a mixer with a speaker this year. It's going to focus on the whole insurance problem in California, but the big one is the one at the end of March each year.
I had Mike Nolan on the air yesterday. Now, Mike Nolan, he is an attorney, very knowledgeable on politics and presidents and government. He went to some of the presidential primaries as a Democratic delegate from California. So he knows the whole story. He was on here yesterday, Mike, and he was noting how much more fun Republicans have than Democrats, how their parties are just a whole lot more enjoyable to be at.
Yeah, the Colab end of March fundraiser is one of the biggest parties in Slow County. It fills up the entire exposition hall at the Madonna Inn. People come from all over the county, and a lot of people come from outside the county, and it's a very fine sit-down dinner with filet mignon, wine on the tables, an open bar, you know, a little bit of a patriotic ceremony, not too much program, and it's our key fundraiser. That way we're not bothering everybody all year with a bunch of different events and so forth. So and it really works, and I think you know, it's a great place to bring your family, bring your associates from work, whoever, and that, you know, we begin promoting that at the end of December.
And it isn't just it's bipartisan. There are candidates from there's more Republicans there, but it's more of a mixed group of people, but I'd say politically more Republicans, but business owners from all over the county and all kinds of businesses. I want to get into first, Mike, all this rigmarole. This first goes back 2 weeks ago on a Tuesday. You had a group of women that did not want a resolution supporting gala events, no matter what happened at gala events. And there was an argument that you can't just say anything goes at a gala event. You know, if it's a parade in public, if it's a private event, that's a different story. And they also, they showed a number of things up on the screen. Interesting, there was one point where they were showing something that was in a textbook at the Arroyo Grande High School, and Supervisor Jimmy Paulding started screaming, "That's porn, that's porn." And they explained, well, that's in the textbook. But it was very interesting. There was a lot of anger at the people for bringing it in. But while they were angry at the people for showing it, they didn't mind people showing it in public. It was interesting. Can you tell us what you took from that day?
Well, you know, it was sort of, they do this resolution annually. They have a number of different resolutions calling out different groups in society, and this was the one to have June be Gay Pride Month. And that was fine, and there were gay people there, and there were even gay people there who said, you know, we've got things fixed now, and we don't need Gay Pride Month anymore because we have laws and pretty much full acceptance in society. But that didn't stop the Board of Supervisors. So there were a variety of people there who had different takes on it, some supportive, some not so supportive. And there was this business where the protest against it was focusing on the expansion of behavior beyond, you know, regular gay love and so forth, but it has been morphed into more of a promulgation of bizarre sexual practices, and even those practices in public in a pornographic way. And so I think one of these, or a couple of these presenters, had brought videos of some events, and maybe, as you say, something out of a school textbook that showed some pretty bizarre stuff. And a lot of it was sort of a combination of Mardi Gras with people dressed up in all kinds of costumes with feathers and masks and some pretty lascivious costumes. And then apparently in San Francisco they have the Gay Pride Parade, but they also have a Gay Pride Festival, and there were illustrations of that where people were conducting sexual acts in public, you know, right in the middle of the day on the streets of San Francisco. And the police weren't doing anything about it. And there was one video commentator saying, well, aren't you going to do anything about it? And they said, well, we're not going to do anything unless it is violent. So you can perform all kinds of sexual acts. And this was being promoted to promote much more than gay love, but promoting a variety of different perversions, which we really can't talk about on the radio, you know. But for whatever reason, Jimmy Paulding and Gibson reacted about this, saying, well, this is terrible. You're disparaging the gay community. You're, you know, allowing this. And then Gibson subsequently published a thing on Debbie Arnold because she's the chair for allowing it and so forth. And but really, if you look at it all underneath, the history of the radical left in the United States, particularly beginning in the 60s and coming forward, has been an increasing tenor of let's shock, let's anything that will disrupt society, undermine it. And this could be, you know, first the legalization of recreational cannabis. Now they're talking about the various type of chemical psychedelic drugs. And then it will ultimately be, you know, the hard opiates and so forth. And you know, any type of bizarre or undermining behavior that will wreck the family structure, will endanger the society, is being promoted. And I think that's the real context people need to see, you know, if their school is promoting this stuff as part of some kind of, you know, I don't know what they call it, but some type of sex education or whatever. It's all, you need to see that it just doesn't stand alone. The idea is to disparage capitalism, disparage the family, disparage patriotism, and along with all the patronage and underlying ways to do this shock people as well. And for Gibson and Paulding, who are the top representatives in Slo County of the whole leftist movement, it's very, very cynical of them to portray this role.
And it's interesting to me that there are people there. I can't think of the name of the group. It's like Mothers for Peace or something that wants sexual content kept out of schools. The people leading that group are a married couple of lesbians, and are the one of the primary, I think, the president of the group in this area. And it isn't about your sexual preferences. It's about what they want around children. And I have seen some gay pride parades that have been just fine. But there's also a push right now to stop doing all these resolutions and having government pushing social issues, and rather get back to taking care of the government duties at these meetings. Atascadero, for one, just said no more. We're not doing resolutions. We're going to do the government's business and stop this.
I have been in the business nearly 50 years, and this is something that's grown over the decades, and where particularly city councils and boards of supervisors have a section of their meeting dedicated to recognizing either, you know, people in civic affairs that do good things with health clinics or social work, or, you know, won the Little League championship, or, you know, it could be anything. And they pass these resolutions and often have the group in for photographs and a little bit of public speaking and so forth. And this has expanded and expanded and expanded over the years, so you have less time for the actual business. And a lot of people who come to the meeting who have interest, you know, actually have real financial or, you know, civic issues that are before the board, and you're sitting around waiting for all these kind of show and tell things, and they become quite extensive. And sitting right next to that, we see more and more celebration of the various staff components of the whatever government it is. So, for example, this past week, we had a resolution for probation week, and the probation department's a very important department, almost like another police department, but that does a lot of remediation to get people to get off of criminal behavior and get back into society, and the people do a fabulous job. But you had this thing where, you know, you had the resolution and you had several different speakers, and I think you had a little video about how a probation health clinic works, which is all very interesting, but these add up and take time. And, you know, we've had, you know, groups, I don't know, maybe some county environmental department, and they bring a guy in an outfit like a mascot dressed up as a trout and go through a whole ceremony about having clean creeks. And then again, last week at the beginning, they didn't actually take the meeting time, but there was some group that works on the roads, and there was a guy in a suit dressed up as a safety cone, you know, a big live orange safety cone with eyes. And these things are brought in repeatedly now and take up time. And really, I think these elected bodies need to focus on the substance of the knitting. And if they want, and I think it's good if they want to recognize these groups and everything. I know when I worked for the city of Tucson, that they conducted a series of luncheons, whether it was an employee thing, there were awards for the employees, and they gave them a nice luncheon, and their family could come and sit down and have that. If they were civic groups, it was the ones that are real, like United Way and whatever, they would have a luncheon for those people, and so it wouldn't be at the city council meeting.
And I noticed that there's also this new thing about just telling staff they are wonderful. But we'll get back to that. We're going to get a word from our sponsors, and we'll be back with Mike Brown from CoLab.
Usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Hi, I'm glad you could make it.
Wow, your house looks amazing.
Thanks. We just had our whole house painted by Peak Painting. They even refinished all of our cabinets.
They did a beautiful job. I really like the colors.
They had their in-house designer help me with my color selection. The whole process was so easy. You should have them do a free estimate at your house. Just go to peakpainting.com to book an appointment. That's peakpainting.com.
I'm pulling it up on my phone right now.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peakpainting.com.
Painting services come with a 9-year labor and materials warranty. Some exclusions apply. Contact peakpainting.com for details. That's Peak Painting, peekpainting.com.
Hello, my name's Barry Oxford, president of BDO Financial on Main Street in Templeton. For over 30 years, our focus has been principal-protected and tax-advantaged retirement plan development. We believe that education and knowledge is power. Did you know the 2017 tax cuts end in 2 years and taxes will be a lot higher for all of us? That's knowledge. There's never been a better time than now to convert to a Roth IRA. We are the only ones on the Central Coast that can do a Roth conversion without reducing your principal. And that's all tax-free. Order your no-cost Roth conversion estimate at BDOfinancial.com and divorce the IRS without ever reducing your principal. That's BDOfinancial.com or call 805-434-6971. That's 805-434-6971. Now that's power. Accountants and financial professionals are more than welcome too.
Okay, Rich, I walk into your store here at the Mattress Specialist. I see just literally hundreds of mattresses, but I also spotted something else, a massage chair?
Yes, Gary, we've got a massage chair. No, it's not $4,000, $5,000, or $6,000 like Costco. It's only $1,300, and it does all the stuff, and they're very, very comfortable. So yeah, people kind of come in and check them out.
Thank you, Rich Linden. The Mattress Specialist, located at 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veeley. I'm your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. And today I'm talking with Mike Brown from CoLab. CoLab is a coalition of labor, agriculture, and business. They support business interests in the community. And they're basically also, I think, a very strong government watchdog in multiple, in regarding the county and many other agencies. Mike Brown also used to be the administrator of Santa Barbara County. He has a wealth of knowledge when it comes to how government is supposed to conduct their affairs. And Mike, I watched the Paso Robles City Council this week, and I noticed that there was an extraordinary amount of time put away to different things that were not government-related, resolutions, giving thanks, and a lot of time talking about, oh, we had a fire that was three houses away from my house, oh, firemen are so great, or this staff are so wonderful. There's really a push to just thank people and congratulate people while not really conducting the city's business. And remember, when they have these nightly meetings, you have a ton of people on set, you know, government employees that are there getting paid to be there. And there, it's kind of a glad fest rather than conducting business. So you said this started a couple decades ago.
Yeah, this is even more than a couple. It's built up over the decades. So, you know, there's several aspects to it. And very often, I think, you know, a very high percentage of local government employees that, you know, in my experience have been very dedicated, very professional. A fairly significant amount have been apolitical, not as much as they used to be apolitical, but apolitical is a good standard for professional civil servants. And they do a good job. And many groups have pretty high attendance, you know, they're not going out sick too much or anything. So I think that's pretty good. But it is their job, and they have picked being a civil servant for a variety of reasons. There's a lot less layoffs and ups and downs than in the private sector, and you still get a defined benefit pension, which now only exists in government. And so there are some definite benefits to being a civil servant, and there's a certain amount of satisfaction. A lot of these jobs, I think, are pretty satisfying. You're helping people, and you can see the results. But the governing bodies, the elected officials, are not the, you know, it's not a team effort like the Kansas City Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. You have literally hundreds of little businesses in all these departments that need to be monitored, and the elected bodies, city councilmen, school board members, board of supervisors members, are there to primarily represent the public interest. And they have to, you know, take a little bit of a jaundiced eye at what's going on, because if they don't, they simply become co-opted by their staff, by the unions, by the big contractors. You know, they're issuing millions of dollars in consulting contracts and construction contracts every other week and so forth. So there needs to be a good degree of skepticism and so forth as well. And what's happened over the decades is that's gone away. And even in the offices of the city managers, the county administrators, the school superintendents, and so forth, they have become co-opted. It used to be that general management at the top, you know, was supposed to be there to promote efficiency, to try to get as much done with least amount of employees, you know, to try and get the best deal and everything.
Hey, and Mike, we have to take our top of the hour break, and I really want to get into the co-opting of government. I think this is a major issue, not only in the county, but also in the cities. We'll be back with more with Mike Brown after the top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.